It is time for the scales to be rebalanced. The masculine has taken over for centuries, and now the feminine needs to come up to meet it. So there needs to be a greater weight on the feminine and the feminine energies at this time. Now, what can we do? Where can we go? What can we explore? And this is exactly what this series is all about. For millennia, they have called us mad, disturbed, and even dangerous. But you know now that what they feared most was our divine feminine power. The power to rebalance our world in ways they tried to make us forget, to denounce, to ridicule, even within and amongst ourselves. Hi, and welcome to Ramblings of a Madwoman. My name is Zoe, and I'm a shamanic artist and sacred expression alchemist, uncovering and deep diving into our personal and collective soul embodiment is what I absolutely live for. Join me here in these conversations as we unravel the lunacy of our times and bring our wildest, full-feeling and multi-dimensional selves back online. Hi, I am Zoe K. M. Foster, shamanic artist, author and energy alchemist. And I am bringing you this brand new series called Ramblings of a Madwoman. Why Ramblings of a Madwoman? Why put myself in that box? Because this is the box women have been put in for millennia. And we have been trying to fight our way out of it, trying to say, no, I'm not mad. I'm not deranged. I'm not mistaken. I am a woman. Everything about the feminine, the female presence, the female form, our bodies, our cycles, our hormones, our intuition, and our connection to the divine, to the cosmos, and to nature. All of these things have been so questioned. We've been made to feel like they are a madness within us. We've been made to feel like they are wrong, they are bad, they are evil. And in reclaiming and reconnecting to that apparent supposed madness, we actually connect deeply back to the roots of our femininity, the roots of our feminine energies. I don't think anybody can really argue with the fact that our patriarchal systems and structures are not working for us at this present time. They have sustained us for many centuries, and not always in the best way. I think we can agree on that. It is time for the scales to be rebalanced. The masculine has taken over for centuries, and now the feminine needs to come up to meet it. So there needs to be a greater weight on the feminine and the feminine energies at this time. Now, what can we do? Where can we go? What can we explore? And this is exactly what this series is all about. So some of the things I'm going to talk about are value. Value! What is the feminine value in our current society? What are the values that we need to relook at? We live in a capitalist GDP-oriented world, which relies on our productivity, on our servitude. And yet, clearly, women have been doing unpaid work as a matter of course for absolutely eons. So how do we value that? are we going to begin to value that? There are so many imbalances that we need to redress around what value means as a human being in this world at this time. We are not just our monetary worth. We are not just our productivity worth. There is so much more. And coming on to this, I'm going to look at money and community. The fact that our financial systems are not working for us, not working for the 99% of us anymore, is that an indication that something needs, or maybe even beginning to radically change there? Feelings. This is one of my absolute favorite topics, because feelings are where we explore, experience, and expand our very humanity within ourselves and within each other. And feelings, of course, are another part of the feminine energy that has been so suppressed. We are encouraged to maintain a particular bandwidth of feelings and not go beyond either higher or lower for fear of being called mad or depressed, bipolar, manic, all of these things. So how can we redress that? How can we explore what it means to really feel, particularly big feelings? And how do we process those big feelings, you know, when they're bubbling up inside? I can't wait to explore that topic in particular with you. We're also going to talk about wisdom versus knowledge. At this tipping point, we are in the information age. There is no scarcity of knowledge and of information in this time. And yet there is a real disconnection from our wisdom. So many of us can't tune into what actually feels right for us. And so we're in our heads weighing pros and cons and Googling this and that and asking friends, you know, outsourcing all of our power to external sources of information and opinion, when actually we have access to deep, expansive, ancestral wisdom within us. It's all there, and it's all there to tap into and explore. We're going to look at saying yes to our no. And this is all about boundaries and power, really owning both of those things simultaneously. And especially when it comes to, you know, really owning our presence in the world, in our relationships, in our bodies, in our sovereignty, in our health, in all of these areas. We're also going to look at understanding and coping with avoidance. This is a really interesting one that in particular comes up in relationships a lot. So business relationships, friend relationships, partner relationships, and even the relationships with ourselves, which is probably the most fascinating one. And this avoidance is something that we need to begin to open up and really lovingly explore for our next evolution. And lastly, perhaps the biggest of all, is the immense power of our pleasure embodiment. And what I mean by pleasure is so much bigger and so much deeper than we have ever been allowed to think of it as. I'm talking about pleasure as our joy, our embodied joy, our wonder, not just those fleeting moments, but really tapping into what it feels like to experience awe and wonder and joy really in the body. And yes, how that feels good, not just you know, in our heads kind of, wow, that's exciting. That's, whoa, that's kind of out there. But really enjoying it as a deep pleasure in the body and how, again, this recalibrates us back to our feminine energy powers. So I'm so excited to explore all of this and more with you. Hit the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode, and the notifications obviously as well. And let me know in the comments if this sounds like an exciting series for you and what connotations madness has for you. Especially as a woman in that feminine energy, what does it mean to you? And if you'd like to explore this pleasure embodiment, this joy, this awe, this wonder really in your body in this time, I would love to invite you to my Lunacy group, my monthly sacred circle of women, all exploring their sacred embodied expression. Messy, wild, attuned, connected with ourselves and with each other. It is just glorious. Find out more in the link below.